Champaign-Urbana. This, a multi-state path of destruction. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. There's damage from tornadoes and severe thunderstorms from the Ohio Valley to the southeast. Fox 5 Atlanta's Mark Teichner in Rockland County, Georgia.
It's going to take some time for them to be able to clear all of this up, so they are asking folks, if at all possible, to stay at home, not come out, and give them the space and the time to get everything done.
There are power outages from Kentucky to Michigan, more than 100,000 in West Virginia. There's a severe weather threat today all along the East Coast. Dozens of people are trapped in highway tunnels in Taiwan after the strongest earthquake there in 25 years. At least 9 people are dead. More than 800 injuries are reported. Most commercial shipping still blocked, but a second channel is open for smaller vessels to get around the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. The Navy's released underwater sonar images of what it looks like down there.
While there are cranes that can move what's left of the Key Bridge, the pieces to move are collapsed on themselves.
Some people use the term pancaked.
That's how Army Corps of Engineers Colonel S.D. Pinchason puts it. 3D imaging shows the wreckage isn't just resting on the river floor.
It's actually below the mud line. That makes it very difficult to know where to cut, how to cut.
And most importantly, how to move those pieces, because the only way to get to the goal of building a new bridge is to move what's left of the fallen one. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Former President Trump makes his first campaign stop in Wisconsin with a rally in Green Bay.
Not one more innocent life should be lost to Biden migrant crime.
Earlier in Michigan, he'd said he'd spoken with the family of a woman killed in Grand Rapids last month, the murder suspect, a man she knew in the country illegally. Ruby Garcia's sister, though, acting as a family spokesperson, says no one's spoken to former President Trump himself or anybody with his campaign. The latest Wall Street Journal polls find Trump ahead of President Biden in 6 of 7 so-called swing states, trailing only in Michigan head-to-head. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Appeals court arguments are expected today over the Texas law that will allow the state to arrest and deport migrants in the country illegally.
More arguments are set in the legal back and forth over Texas Senate Bill 4, which pits the state against the federal government when it comes to who has the authority to arrest and deport migrants who cross the southern U.S. border illegally. Last month, a 3-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the Biden administration, which argued that the law violates the U.S. Constitution. It's 50-page majority opinion was written by the Fifth Circuit's chief judge, who was nominated by former President George W. Bush, and another judge who was nominated last year by the Biden administration. Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the law is necessary and that he expects it to go all the way to the Supreme Court. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Top Broadway name and former presidential candidate are joining forces tonight in New York.
Hillary Clinton and Lin-Manuel Miranda are set to host a Broadway fundraiser for President Biden, featuring a performance of Suf's The Musical. The show is co-produced by the former First Lady and first woman to win a major party's nomination for president. The story focuses on the women's suffrage movement. Miranda, the creator of the hit Broadway shows Hamilton and In the Heights, helped fundraise for Clinton in 2016. The fundraiser comes after the Biden campaign touted a $26 million haul from an event last week that featured President Biden and former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Inflation in countries that use the euro is down more than most economists expected. It's at 2.4%, just a tick under the latest consumer prices report here in the United States. Stock futures this morning slightly lower, basically flat right now ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. The first 2 days of the week and first 2 days of the second quarter of the year have been down on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Governor has announced the launch of a new quantum research initiative he says will improve energy and manufacturing. The plan would develop technology solutions for fraud detection and drug discovery. The Block Tech Hub in Chicago has submitted the idea, applying for federal funding through the U.S. Economic Development Administration. United Airlines asking pilots to take unpaid time off next month. And in a note to pilots, the carrier citing delays in receiving new aircraft from Boeing. United chapter of the Airline Pilots Association notified members it expects the company to offer more voluntary time off through this summer. Decatur City Council formally approving the hiring of Tim Gleason as the city's next city manager. He'll succeed Scott Wrighton, who's retiring in May. Gleason was Decatur City manager before he took the same job in Bloomington 6 years ago. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf had announced her intention to hire Gleason last week. Some council members argued the hiring should have gone through the regular process. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim, and good Wednesday morning, ESPN 93.5. This is April 3. It's kind of cold. What the heck happened? It's okay, though.
This is how it is.
Everything's okay.
In early April.
Headed down to St. Louis for the broadcast tomorrow morning, Mr. Greg Solier. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 47 for the high at the ballpark tomorrow for a 3 o'clock game. It's
going to
be little nippy down there.
A little brisk.
Yeah, well, again.
Yeah, it should be like, you know, right around or here north of 60 this time of the year down there. And there's actually a couple of sprinkles and snowflakes. I wouldn't be surprised to get some of that as the day wears on, too. So that's today. Tomorrow, hopefully better.
All right. It's our meteorologist. He's great. He knows what he's doing, man. I'm telling you, brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, their Peace March is tomorrow, April 4th. So if you'd like to be a part of that, you can learn all the details at urbanaparks.org.
All right, so what about my little flowers coming up and stuff? How's that all going to work out, I wonder?
Yeah, I think we'll be okay enough kind of movement to the atmosphere while it's cold, and we're going to certainly lose whatever warmth we've had into the soils. I don't foresee a real hard freeze. We may be in that 28 to 30 degree range for an hour or so at daybreak, probably Saturday morning. So there may be a little nip, but nothing, I think, on a widespread kill-off basis around here. And then some moderation. We'll actually get a warm-up going for next week, another cool down late next week, and then the following week we ramp it back up. And again, it's towards the 15th to the 18th where we see the start of a pattern shift around here into less organized rains, less volatility that we see around here, and hopefully some opportunity to get more backyard and maybe even a little back 40 work here over the second half of the month of April. But anything but an early spring feel. Well, maybe it is, I guess, in some areas of the Midwest. Half a foot of snow on the ground up towards the Wisconsin Dells. We'll be looking at a foot of snow up through upper Michigan. And thank goodness we missed out on the severe weather. Boy, it rampaged through Indianapolis. I should say Evansville, south of Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Louisville, just and Charleston, West Virginia, just a few of the towns that were hit with tornadic activity yesterday afternoon and at night. 37 at Willard and Savoy. We're pretty much stuck at the day's high, maybe 38, 39. And as the day wears on, a couple of showers of rain and wet snow and back and forth with that on gusty west winds to 40 miles per hour. Rinse and repeat tonight and tomorrow. Scattered rain, snow showers, 34 tonight, 43 tomorrow on west-northwesterly winds. Finally, some sun Friday at 48, 55 Saturday, up near 60 on Sunday. There may be some shower activity around for the eclipse Monday. A couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the 60s. We'll flirt with 70 next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
So what does that mean? Rain means clouds. You can't see the eclipse if it's raining, right?
It's a little bit of a gamble when it comes to the weather and seeing. It'll definitely be dark for right around 2 o'clock for 4 minutes.
But you can't see it.
Whether
behind the clouds.
Whether there's clouds or not.
Well, why did I come here? I can't see a thing. It's raining.
That's why I'm thinking
dark.
I'm just hanging here. And, you know, the partial eclipse and having a little, you know, crescent moon kind of thing shape is fine. I don't need to see the whole. I'm talking myself out of it because of the traffic I'm hearing about. I never used to think that was a factor, you know, that, gee, I'm going to be paying taxes next week. Maybe I shouldn't go because, you know, and also the gas is high and how much is this going to cost to get in the path of totality? And I used to just go. I used to be spontaneous, Stevie.
Why don't you just start saying, get off my lawn?
Exactly.
Just get off my lawn, mister. I don't know. I just, it's one of those things. I think it's really cool. I don't know.
Path of totality from Texas to New York and stretches through Indianapolis.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I'm not drawn to it.
Right.
I'm not like, Okay, drop what we're doing, people.
Well,
get the glasses out and put them on there. Haley's Comet's coming. I don't know. I think it's really amazing, but I just, it's one of those deals. It's historic. I know.
Right.
I think it's great.
Right.
But it's just some things kind of get you fired up and some don't.
Yeah.
And I'm just not.
They have a solar viewing kit that Tolono Library was handing out. So I got some glasses and things like that.
It's all fine. Mm-hmm. But some people are drawn more to, you know, like there's a football game that's going to draw more people than an eclipse. And then the eclipse draws way more people than the basketball game. Mm-hmm. They don't care. There are people walking around our campus that don't know we have football and basketball.
That's right. You're right.
And they're really good at solar stuff.
Absolutely.
So it's just...
It's all relative.
It's all your interest. Mm-hmm. It's whatever you want. There's a lot of interest in Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
12 million people watch the LSU...
Iowa game on Monday.
You know, and Kim Mulkey and the LSU ladies are getting all kinds of grief for not being on the floor for the national anthem.
Oh.
And I was standing there holding hands. There was no LSU. Well, I read something, and again, haven't triple confirmed it, but apparently LSU is never on the court for the national.
Oh, why?
Their timing is they leave at 12 minutes, they come back, the anthem's over.
Okay.
I have no idea what they're thinking or if it's disrespect or just their schedule or they just removed everybody without having to risk somebody kneeling.
Right.
You know, maybe something like that. I don't know where at all. Remember when some people were kneeling, some wouldn't, so they said, we just won't come out for
right.
So I don't have any
maybe
idea.
Maybe it's repercussions from that. But the Louisiana governor is, Governor Landry is saying that wants scholarships threatened over student athletes missing the national anthem.
You can, I suppose, legislate that to where you have to be present. I don't know. I mean, you want government involved in stuff like that? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, free country. Universities might require their student athletes, which I think is kind of funny to say these days.
Borderline professional these days with all the NIL.
Well, right. Okay, so anyway, I don't know. That's a whole thing. But the fact that we're talking about women's basketball is definitely a thing.
And speaking of that, our number 4 seed Illini taking on number 1 seed Villanova tonight at Hinkle Fieldhouse at 6 o'clock Indianapolis.
That's the home of Hoosiers, you know.
I know.
That's where Gene Hackman was going to call the decoy play, and then Jimmy Chitwood looked up at him, and the team wasn't responding. What's wrong with you guys?
Wow. Okay.
And then
okay.
Jimmy said, I'll make it. And then Gene said, okay, get the ball, Jimmy. That was such a good movie. Crowd going crazy. You've seen Hoosiers, right? Everybody's seen.
I have not.
Oh, my gosh.
I know Gene Hackman, a Danville guy. I've met him before.
There are not 10 movies better than that.
Okay.
That's one of my top 10.
Taking note.
Hoosiers is one of my top 10.
The first postseason trophy for our Illini women's basketball program. Shauna Green mentioning how they're, you know, playing, you know, more relaxed and having fun, and I like that.
I have no idea whether we can see this.
Right.
However, I don't know if it's on. It must be on some network somewhere, but maybe it's a paper. I don't know.
Right. You're always welcome to chime in when.
Yeah. We don't know if it's on TV, but I totally want to see it. 217-359-2255. That is the Fisher National Bank text line. All of our guests appear on the Tavern's Towing phone line. And here we go with sports headlines. Cardinals have exceeded my road trip expectations for the Dodgers and Padres on the road to open the season. I'll be darned.
That's right. And the final yesterday was 5-2 over San Diego. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. Power again for the Cardinals from their catcher Wilson Contreras last night.
1-1 with two down. Now Darvish with the pitch. Contreras hits a high fly ball. Center field, back to the track, and it's gone! A goner for Contreras. The Cardinals jump in front 3-2 on a two-out, two-run homer by the Cardinal catcher.
That put the Cardinals on top 3-2 in San Diego, and they went on to win 5-2 and have a chance to sweep the series in San Diego today.
Cardinals playing very good baseball, and starting pitching's been terrific. Miles Michaelis picked up the win yesterday. That's a string now of 4 straight very good outings from the rotation. Now it's Zach Thompson's turn.
Well, what a great start we had from Kyle Gibson. Then, even though he was down a couple of times, Michaelis didn't give in and allowed only 2 runs.
And the bullpen came in. The bullpen was outstanding. Gallegos did a good job. So did Kittredge. Helsley got the save.
We're on the air today at 2:15.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs beat Colorado 12-2, and they'll take on the Colorado Rockies with a 6:40 start again tonight over on US 105.9 here at Stevie J Broadcasting. I was just noting that they're taking on FightingIllini.com, some of the Illini salute games will be coming down the pipe, and we're hearing that for St. Louis, it'll be June 12th when they face Pittsburgh. For the Cubs, it's against the Phillies. The Chicago White Sox have a game on May 23rd that they'll spotlight the Illini. So some people like to go to those special games because there's some really cool swag that they hand out. Chicago White Sox got their first win of the season, 1-4 on the season, 3-2 beating Atlanta yesterday. Bryce Harper, by the way, I don't know if you saw any of the highlights, but he cranked 3 home runs, including a grand slam with the Phillies beating the Reds 9-4 yesterday. New York Islanders over the Blackhawks 2-1 in hockey. And we'll have the women's softball game canceled today against Indiana State because of this inclement weather that we're going to hear about. So next up for them will be Maryland this weekend. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, we'll leave about 3:30 in the morning tomorrow.
Yes.
To get to Busch Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be broadcasting the show from Busch Stadium for opening day. There's always electricity around the ballpark on opening day,
mm-hmm.
even at 6 in the morning. It's pretty remarkable. You just feel it. And then the gates open at noon tomorrow. They're going to start the pregame stuff like 1:30 or 2. They mm-hmm. do all the Clydesdales and the Hall of Famers and the Red Jackets and everybody
right.
is out there. And it's really, really quite
such good
quite
energy. Yeah,
yeah. It really is. And with the Cardinals, again, there's all kinds of ugh about St. Louis right now because of their bad year. Well, when the schedule was announced and they got to play at the Dodgers, they got to play at the Padres, I'm thinking this could be 0-7.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could have been. And considering they gave away a game the other night against the Dodgers, Cardinals could be 4-2 on this trip. And right now they're 3-3, which I will take.
Yes.
Because that's a pretty hard swing. And to go into San Diego and beat a very good Padre team 2 in a row, maybe 3 in a row. So it's definitely good start for the Cardinals. So I think they'll be added hope. They're getting some pretty good pitching last night with Miles Michaelis. Very good. Okay, so David says ESPN2
yes.
Is the ball game. If you want to watch the Illini women,
yes.
I don't know if you heard us on with Shauna Green a month ago when I signed her to a 26-year contract
that
extension.
That sounds right.
I did. I said 2050.
I think we got a chuckle on that one.
Well,
but,
who looks smart now, huh? Our weather this morning with meteorologist Greg Solier brought to you by Carl.
Always looking for great people who are concerned about the health of our community, and there's opportunities for growth. If you're interested in a job at Carl, visit carl.org/careers.
Yeah, of course, it was an unauthorized contract. Josh Whitman knew nothing about it, but
yes.
I extended Shauna Green to 2050.
Absolutely.
Yes, she did. She did laugh.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Florida. Champaign and Banff vicinity in this active and moisture-laden weather pattern continues on, not only in the short term, but in the medium and longer ranges as well. Still out there, the next 10 or 15 days worth of moisture-laden systems, but a more significant, longer-lasting warm-up in sight beginning next week. Other than that, boy, it's a late winter feel. Thank goodness we missed out on that roughed-up severe weather in the Ohio Valley the past 24 hours. Still, a couple of rain and snow showers. Matter of fact, they'll be building across the area today. Gusty westerly winds to 40 miles per hour. Temperatures stuck into the upper 30s. Windy cold tonight. Scattered showers of rain and wet snow early. A snow shower late. Low down to 34. More of the same tomorrow. Windy cold clouds. A couple of rain snow showers and a high at 43. Peaks of sun and 48 on Friday. Will moderate to 55 Saturday. Late Sunday into that solar eclipse event on Monday. A couple of showers and thunderstorms break out. But again, the warming trend continues on near 60 on Sunday. Into the 60s on Monday. Near 70 next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Foxconn Technology Group says it's gradually resumed normal production in Taiwan. It shut down manufacturing for inspection following the earthquake there. Foxconn, which assembles iPhones, among other devices, says the earthquake had only a very slight impact on the company, and there was no damage to manufacturing equipment. Sales of new cars and trucks in the U.S. were down 2% last month. The Wall Street Journal says auto purchases are well below last year's levels. It's a sign that high interest rates and prices have impacted demand. Mortgage rates remain close to the 7% level. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the average for a 30-year fixed rate last week declined, but only slightly, to 6.91%. Applications to purchase and refinance a home both declined. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino. Join me for my podcast, Perino on Politics. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. When it comes to campaign cash, President Biden is saying, show me the money. But will it help him come November? This week, I'm joined by the president and CEO of Squared Communications, Michael Meehan, for a look at the challenges ahead for the Biden campaign. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
We're talking to Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group, and we're talking about the current market. What does this mean, Nate, for sellers?
Well, right now, if you're a seller, I think you should be able to move forward with confidence. There's such a low supply of homes out there in the market all across the Champaign, Vermilion County, Douglas County. There's a huge, huge backlog of buyers at the moment that are looking for homes to hit the market. I was just looking at statistics the other day, and in Champaign alone, there was about 130 homes for sale is all. A few years ago, we would have 800 homes on the market. So what that means is with that shortage, it drives the prices up for the sellers so they can expect a little bit more out of their home with the large demand of buyers out there shopping for them.
So call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans with eXp Realty, 217-239-7113, or do an online search to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the NateEvansGroup.com.
Here's another home improvement insight from Kramer Siding and Window. New roofing and siding are a winning combination that can instantly change the look, feel, and function of your home. Our Kramer Siding and Window team takes pride in being an Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor, able to offer a best-in-the-business 50-year warranty. Pair it with preservation siding in your favorite style and color, and your home will be a showstopper. Start today and save 10% on roofing and 25% on siding. Call us, click on KramerSiding.com, or visit the showroom in Champaign.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Ever wonder why you pay your bank for your checking account? Fisher National Bank does too. You see, they offer free rewards checking cash back that gives you cash back on debit card purchases with no service fees and no balance requirements. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's so simple. Reward yourself today with the Rewards Cashback Checking. Learn more at any branch of Fisher National or visit FisherNational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people, member FDIC. These are some of the new beds you got for your birthday yesterday from Benjamin, I think, huh?
So this isn't smoking in the boys' room.
Okay, we need to relabel some
That's
of
okay.
the keys.
I like this, yeah. Got some new bumps.
Here we go. We're a little more swagger,
yeah.
I think it was what the email said with the MP3 files.
Yeah.
So good job, Benjamin. Thank you.
724, we have a Stever. It's Bulldog Disposal. They have the roll-off dumpsters and everything. They're in Mahomet.
Mm-hmm.
Phil can get you all of that. But if you're interested in maybe something smaller, I went to Do It Best Hardware and bought a doggy bag. As Christian and Riley have some projects coming up.
It's a really good idea, yeah. Where you just walk out with, essentially a dumpster under your arm.
Kinda. And so they've got a, they had to get a pallet of them at Do It Best because they can't keep up.
Okay.
So they had, I wanted to Do It Best on Saturday morning.
Okay.
And I was like the fourth guy to get a doggy bag that morning.
Wow.
So what happens
People are into spring cleaning, man.
Well, you get your, it's a canvas bag and it keeps unfolding and it goes, it just, nobody knows what 6 cubic yards is, but it, think about 2,000 pounds worth of stuff. So that's quite a bit. We put a whole rusted out Gorilla basketball hoop in it.
That's right.
That was easy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were redoing flooring, that's probably the most strategic because you can get a lot of tile in a bag like
right,
that.
Right, right. Or your bathroom. But I think Phil talked about a toilet and things like that.
It, so it all goes in there. Right. Then what's cool, and the kids would love it, it brings this big truck with a crane.
That's right.
And you can watch it stand way back.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, if you want a doggy bag, it's... I paid $40 or something, $35, $40.
Okay.
Might have been $35.
If you want to see it in action, bulldogdisposalservice.com.
They have doggybag.com or something now,
uh-huh.
too.
Uh-huh. Another... I think so.
So anyway, I'll buy you a doggy bag as part of the Stever program, a program where I give you my money so you can experience a great business. So after you fill the doggy bag, you'll call Phil. He'll come get it. That costs $175. I'll pay for that.
Right.
So I, in other words, it's kind of a, hey, try it out. I'll pay. For somebody today, if you want to text in doggy bag, if you've got stuff and you got a garage and you don't know and you can't reuse it and you can't recycle it and you just stuff.
Right.
Sometimes you just gotta let the garbage go.
That's right. Bulldoggybag.com, I see, is a place where you can see the video and things like that.
It's
like
a big bag, man. They fill that up. So you go buy the bag or I'll give you one. Just go to Do It Best has them right there and you can get that done. So I'll pay for one for somebody. Just text doggy bag to the Fisher National Bank text line 217-359-2255 and say doggy bag and we'll know you're interested. I'll look for somebody that hasn't done this.
Okay.
So let's get somebody that's not done this before.
Right.
Doggy bag, the two key words here today.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, coming up, I got the clip from RFK Jr. saying, he thinks Joe Biden's more of a threat to democracy than... That's the whole line. Well, how is Donald Trump a threat to democracy? Could somebody please explain that? Well, what did he do in the first term that was a threat to democracy? Versus controlling Instagram, Facebook, X, all these people, and saying, block them. That's a threat to... That's free speech.
Yeah.
When you get cut because you're saying things somebody disagrees with and calls you a hater... and you're spreading misinformation, that's not free speech. People, if they don't hurt you, have an opportunity to speak in America, and it might be ignorant and stupid and really, but you have a chance to have the First Amendment. The number one thing was free speech. We can say, hey, you're not a good president. You can say I don't like either candidate. You can say whatever you want, supposedly, but when you start, you know, enforcing things through the government because that's China. That's Russia. I mean, it's you don't want to go down that road.
Yeah.
And whatever belief you think, I mean, just think about if it happened to you, would you want? I mean, are we politicizing the election because Donald Trump is? We've been trained to hate him, I guess.
Right.
But is it all fair? No, it really isn't. But it's very very difficult to talk to people about this because it's just it enrages them and some.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what happens if he wins? What are you going to do? And what happens if Joe Biden wins? What are you going to do? I'm right. I mean, and you better trust the system and you better trust the election or we're going to always have this. I don't know how this gets fixed. We'll ask Brother Johnny. He's coming up in just a moment on our Wednesday feature. Stand by 729-217-359-2255 for doggy bag or anything else. Feel free to text in on this Wednesday morning, April 3. It is 729.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Former President Trump is leading President Biden several key battleground states. The Wall Street Journal has the former president with the edge in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina.
Pennsylvania, for instance, you've got Trump leading by 3 points. The state Trump won in 2016 but lost 4 years later. Nevada, Trump now leading by 4 points. Wisconsin, though, one swing state where Trump is not leading but simply tied with Biden.
Fox's Mark Meredith, former President Trump and President Biden win primaries Rhode Island, New York, Connecticut, Wisconsin, but some 47,000 people in the Badger State voting uninstructed, which is considered a protest vote against the current president. The Nashville Metro PD says the alleged Easter Sunday gunman, that's 46-year-old Anton Rucker, is in custody, tracked down to a residence in Kentucky. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Coalition of Black Businesses calling for the defunding of the Illinois Community College Board. Group wants the board defunded until it meets the state-ordered 30% minority participation goals. At a recent public hearing in Chicago, reps for colleges said they blame the system for preventing them from reaching their goals, but members of the coalition argue the schools are defensive because they don't like the criticism they've received. A bill Illinois lawmakers are considering would ban the use of Native American mascots in kindergarten through 12th grade schools. If approved, the ban would take effect in 2027. Democratic State Rep. Maurice West from Rockford sponsored the bill. Backers of a proposal to provide Illinois school children with free school meals say there's plenty of support for their idea. The Healthy School Meals for All Kids Coalition unveiled a poll that shows 64% of people in Illinois say kids should eat free at school, regardless of their parents' incomes. Some say only kids that need the meal should receive them. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. We check our weather forecast now with our meteorologist, Greg Solier, brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
For premier home improvement, siding, windows, doors, the gutter helmet, they've got it all. KramerSiding.com.
So again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign vicinity still in the midst of this now. Cold core, slow to move, almost late winter setup to the maps and charts. Snowing and mixed rain to the north and west of us. That's building on southward. We'll see both on and off and in and out here for the next couple of days in a more or less perhaps late February, early to mid-March feel around here. But next week, milder air, warmer air, but still moisture laden as well. Speaking of which, windy, much colder for the day today. A few showers of mixed rain and wet snow. Temperatures stuck in the mid and upper 30s and a gusty west wind of 40 miles per hour. A couple of snow and rain showers this evening. Snow showers after midnight 2 tonight with a low down at 34. Rinse and repeat tomorrow. Windy, cold, mixed rain, snow showers and a high at 43. Some sunshine, 48 on Friday. Will moderate to 55 Saturday. 60s on Sunday, at least close to 60. Into the 60s for the eclipse day on Monday. But clouds and a couple of showers and thunderstorms. A couple of more scattered showers and thunderstorms will flirt with 70 over the mid and late portions of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
We are celebrating today with an outstanding college relations sergeant. Her name is Sam Penland. You are working, making people safe, helping people, talking to people, and you're giving a positive influence like you receive. What do you want people to know finally about police?
I think because people often see me and I appear to look young, they don't realize that I've been in policing since 2004. And so when I came in, policing tactics were very different. There has been a huge shift. And the reason why I really focus on my style now is because I have seen hard policing and what works. And so some people might think, oh, well, you're too soft, or we're not fighting crime the way we used to. We are. This doesn't mean that we're not enforcing laws, but there's a difference now with how we can help people.
Relax.
Well, it is 7:35. It is Wednesday morning. Normally for Ed Martin, president of Eagle Forum Legal Defense Fund, but he was up all night with a sick child.
It's no fun when you're up all night with a sick child.
Well, brother Johnny's ready to go, even though his longtime business partner Dick isn't feeling well. So you're not even to Bible study today, Johnny. So.
Well, I was Zooming. I'm still in it, but I just usually go and go with him and watch the Bible. We're in the Bible study together.
Yeah.
But he's not well this morning. So
well, Dick Piner, one of the legendary figures of New Orleans, Dick Piner, your business partner, how old is he?
95.
Wow.
95. Respectable.
Yeah. Really is. Great guy. All right, Brother Johnny, I got this clip from RFK Jr. On CNN talking about the election. The impact that he could have, would he draw more from Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Here's what he had to say regarding the question of Trump will kill democracy.
President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court. It shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give the access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. President Biden, for the first president in history, to use the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents.
All right, so... how about that? And CNN must have melted
down. He's 100% right. A lot of RFK seems to be an honest man. He doesn't manipulate. I may think he's wrong about some of his opinions, but he seems to be more like Jimmy Carter, who I think you could trust Jimmy. I mean, I see things differently than him in a lot of areas, but he's not trying to put one over on you, you know? He's telling you what he thinks, and you can sit to say what you think. And if we have a reasonable, civilized, and a fair way of determining which way we're going to go, we can all live with that. So, RFK has been very impressive, especially from his legacy of the Kennedys and more from the liberal camp. And you can imagine the pressure he's getting from longtime friends and allies about what are you doing?
He's been speaking out about environmental things. The vaccine was huge. And, of course, they were totally clipping him on social media for what he was saying about stuff that they didn't know about either. Mm-hmm. He was causing panic and problems and all these other things. So, but no, he was, in my view, even though I think is he official independent now? I don't know if he's left the Democrat. Anyway, he would be more of what I would call the Democrat of old from the standpoint of you can talk to them. They're good people. We're going to disagree on stuff, and that's used to be fine, but that kind of changed. The whole thing is not fine if you disagree with me, you hater.
Well, I'll tell you, I would be actually, relatively speaking, happy if he were the president right now.
Joe
is a disaster.
RFK has a... vocal cord disease or something.
Right.
It makes it very difficult to understand him at times.
That's right.
But the guy is, I don't know if you've seen him without his shirt on, but he's 70 years old and in ridiculous Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of shape. Mm-hmm. He's amazing.
He would be doing a lot better if that, it's a shame about his voice because his politics is somewhat of a show and I think that really hurts him.
He's 70.
That clip, I understood him better than I usually do though, that last clip he just played.
Well, here's somebody you can always understand, Hillary Clinton on The Tonight Show.
What do you say to voters who are upset that those are the two choices?
get over yourself. Those are the two choices.
Yeah, yeah. Love that.
Right? And, you know, it's kind of like one is old and effective and compassionate, has a heart and really cares about people, and one is old and has been charged with 91 felonies.
There you go.
Well, and she should have been charged with 200 felonies, yeah, right, and just wasn't. But the truth is, I don't see how you can say Joe Biden has a heart from what I've seen. The guy just has lost any sort of empathy and compassion. But
wouldn't you read a book? Because I would, on how it's working right now. What is the schedule? How is he told what to do? What does he say? How does he talk to his staff? I mean, you're hearing things, but you can't verify anything. It'd be very interesting to be that fly on the wall to really see how the thing is operated, because there are some very powerful people that we don't even know their names that are pulling a lot of big strings right now for America.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I'm more interested in how to get energy independence back, how to close our border, how to reduce crime, and some of the things that impact us every day of our life, from just one guy versus another guy. And I'm also more interested in how to get people to see that this is, like RFK just said, Joe's way worse than Trump. So whatever you think of either one of them, there's nothing wrong with voting for what's best for you and your family. And that's Trump. I mean, that's just every stat and every experience and everything you've seen, I don't know how you can interpret it any other way. Other than what you've heard about Trump that has turned out to not be true 90% of the time.
Yeah. So. Apparently, ESPN Sage, somebody who left ESPN, has come out. They had an interview with Joe Biden. Sage, somebody? I can't remember. Anyway, she did the interview, and she's come out to say every word of that interview was scripted.
Wow.
Okay.
Sage Steele, maybe?
Well, Sage Steele. Sage Steele. And she, I think there's a big story this morning about her coming forward with that. But obviously, she's formally now of ESPN to come out.
That's a good point, Stephen. Who do you want leading you? Someone that has to read exactly what to say, or somebody who just can talk to you?
Right.
Even Hillary can just talk to her. I think 80% of what she says isn't true, because I don't think she wants to say anything true. It's kind of a game with her. But she can talk to you.
Yeah.
Well,
she
can,
and you look at Trump, he'll talk to you. RFK will talk to you. Joe kind of has to be told what to say. I just can't abide with that. That's anything but that. Let's go with who's another Democrat we could have? Oh, Gavin Newsom. Well, that would be a disaster, but whatever. I don't know what to say. JB. Let's go with JB.
JB Pritzker.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Well, Johnny, when you mentioned Hillary, I know that you had an opportunity to talk to her, Stevie, and wasn't there some talking points that you had to hit?
Never talked to her.
Oh, but I mean, I thought you ended up saying pass because you couldn't ask her some
exactly. The White
questions.
House called.
Oh, they wouldn't let you call.
Right.
Yeah.
They told me, I said, I'd like 15 minutes on all topics. They said, you get 5 minutes on health care.
Right.
And I said, well, that'll sound, in the Stevie J fashion of interview, that'll sound like I like it.
Right.
So I said, I'm sorry, next time, she can handle, back in the day, it's like, she can handle Sam Donaldson, can't she handle me? So anyway, it was 5 minutes health care, and I said no. And so I hung up the phone. I just turned down an interview with the First Lady. Should I have done that interview?
I don't know. Stevie, I mean, at least you get 5 minutes with her on health care.
I don't think so. I agree with you, Stevie. Diane, she would have, in 5 minutes, she would have looked like she just converted Steve over to a Clintonite, because she's really good at that.
Right.
And Steve isn't that hard.
Here
so
we go.
He would have probably got slaughtered on that one, Steve, because she had all the staff in the health care. And by the way, that's just another issue I keep forgetting about, which is health care.
Yeah.
And have you got your $2,500 a year yet from 2011? Because that's how much it was going to save us. Every single person, $2,500. And it probably cost an extra $10,000 or $15,000.
Oh, it's so crazy.
A year.
Mail's been
and
a little
that seems
slow.
To be,
maybe
that's gone under the rug. Does anybody remember the ISIS caliphate that disappeared in 18 months with Trump?
Yeah.
Nobody even wants to talk about that. Mm. That was a problem. Remember that being a problem? So I don't understand what people are evaluating.
This Sage Steele interview was 2021.
Yeah, it's been a minute, but
scripted by network executives, it says.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you want to do that interview? You get all that attention. So she went ahead and did it. She could have complained then.
It says you will say every word we write out. You will not deviate from the script and go.
Okay. Yeah, and well, I'm glad she did come out, and I can see where, okay, this could be a chance for my career, and then I said, well, I can't say anything. They'll fire me. That won't help my career. Mm-hmm. And then you think about it, and it's like, well, this isn't journalism. And you're going with people who have been in it for a while and are telling you what to do, so I said, oh, okay. I guess this is how you get there. So that's just how we've been corrupted, Steve. And to maintain corruption, you have to keep corrupting the kids. That's how you do it.
Well, so Johnny, understanding that, you know, some people are rolling their eyes and think that we're all conspiracy theorists because that's what they've been trained to think. How do we get it back to where we actually believe in the system, believe in our government more than we do right now, and just have some integrity and not shout at each other and maybe go back to the days when Democrats and Republicans could at least talk?
Well, I think that we have one silver lining, which is it's becoming self-evident that the things like a guy can be a girl if he wants aren't true. So you can start to think for yourself and say, wait a minute, I'm not on either side. I want to hear this guy, RFK, and then that guy, Biden. When Biden, he did remind us on Easter that it was Transgender Visibility Day, yeah. Which I don't think he should have done that. But I think he could have mentioned that on Saturday. But that's the kind of thing that kind of grates on one side and the other side. If you grace on you, you're a bad guy, and it just starts. And I think you have to start thinking for yourself and look at both sides and say, look, there's no reason for us not to produce our own energy so we won't get in a bind where we have to buy Russian oil and support a war we don't want to see. We have to think, do we really want these people coming in without even knowing who they are and where they're going over our border? Do we really need the workers that much? Aren't there enough workers, really? You have to start thinking for yourself. And then we have these huge thousands of smart, patriotic, dedicated people who believe in the republic. There's a difference in a democracy that can be manipulated and a republic that wants to be fair and offer an opportunity for everyone, which is what the U.S. is. And so you have to start reading both sides. You can't – I switch over to CNN sometimes because I want to hear what they're saying. You got to listen to both sides because otherwise you're not going to think for yourself. That's the only way to get back. And it isn't some guy coming in on a white horse. It's the people. If this is a government by the people, and if the people can't run it, we'll lose it.
Well,
so
right now we're
responsibility.
We're getting, I totally agree with that. We're getting a lot of verbiage about this whole border issue, a Trump fall. I mean, the people aren't going, they're not believing that, right? I mean,
well, that's where we win or lose, because if you can be convinced that the border is Trump's fault, then we're probably doomed, because you can tell them anything. You can just tell them, you have to work for me. There's no such thing as slavery, but you have to do everything I tell you, and I'm not going to pay you. That's where you're going to end up, because that's how far off reality that is. And you have to think for yourself. You're smart enough. Don't think I don't know about that. No, you can do it.
Yeah.
We really are quite intelligent in general.
Yeah, no,
we just don't want to waste time being smart.
Yeah, well, it takes time and effort when we're real busy and this and this and this is coming up in your life. But there's just a lot of need right now for us to all kind of be aware and be active and be informed and do check all the sources and go to all of them. And I do. I go to MSNBC and CNN, New York Times, CBS, NBC.
And in that regard, I would advise you, try not to take things personally. This isn't a personality contest, and it's what's better for you. Can say what's better for you, but that's not personal. That's more of a survival issue. What's better for my family? What's better for my town? That's what you look at. You don't look like, man, I don't like the way he snarls when someone calls him a name. Yeah. That doesn't matter. How's he going to be in the job?
Yeah.
And then you work on, you know, some Amy Vanderbilt stuff. But you really need to focused on capability and effectiveness. And that's you have to get rid of that those personal kind of, or I'm on this side, not that side, just because.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're seeing, too. You are seeing more and more independent identifiers, and that's because they just don't really want to sign in with either side, but they want to try to do the right thing. Well, I still think we're there, Steve, with a majority of really good people, but there's a number of them that need to start paying a little more attention.
Seven of eight states in the swing state category, seven of eight are Trump right now, including Pennsylvania.
Which means nothing if they don't, you know, control in those states the way that the votes were delivered and counted better than they did in 2020.
Even though that was the safest, most secure election in U.S. history?
Thanks for getting that.
The most secure election in U.S. history. I think all of them, when most people went to bed, I did actually stay up, were Trump, just like they are now. Yep, Trump's got it. But the next morning, they weren't. So
it's actually 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. is when I slept, and I said, what happened? What the heck happened? Unbelievable.
And it was all, and it was interesting because it was most of those particular states all at the same time.
Yeah.
And then you say, are you some kind of conspiracy theorist? I said, I would say, no, I don't think it's a theory. I was watching the television. All those states don't count votes at the same time. You tell me what it is.
All right. Well, we'll catch up again, Johnny. We appreciate your time from New Orleans this morning on the Tappan Zone.
Well, we miss Eddie. I hope he comes back strong, and maybe we'll talk to him Friday.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. We'll see if he's available. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Johnny. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right.
Brother Johnny down in New Orleans, ESPN 93.5. Check Greg's weather coming up.
Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to theNateEvansGroup.com.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Florida. Champagne and Banff acidity in this active and moisture-laden weather pattern continues on, not only in the short term, but in the medium and longer ranges as well. Still out there, the next 10 or 15 days worth of moisture-laden systems, but a more significant, longer-lasting warm-up in sight beginning next week. Other than that, boy, it's a late winter feel. Thank goodness we missed out on that roughed-up severe weather in the Ohio Valley the past 24 hours. Still a couple of rain and snow showers. Matter of fact, they'll be building across the area today. Gusty westerly winds to 40 miles per hour. Temperatures stuck into the upper 30s. Windy, cold tonight. Scattered showers of rain and wet snow early. A snow shower late. Low down to 34. More of the same tomorrow. Windy, cold clouds. Couple of rain, snow showers, and a high at 43. Peaks of sun and 48 on Friday. Will moderate to 55 Saturday. Late Sunday into that solar eclipse event on Monday. Couple of showers and thunderstorms break out. But again, the warming trend continues on. Near 60 on Sunday. Into the 60s on Monday. Near 70 next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, Abby Dolchus, Greg Soltgen.
Well, we tried to call Steve Suderman last week, and I woke him up in Vegas.
Oops.
I feel kind of bad about that, buddy.
Dang
Sorry
it.
About that. So.
Oh, I feel terrible because I was just out late the night before and just went right out of my head that I was supposed to be ready for you. It's nice that it's raining around here because being in the desert, I don't like it. I like it moist. But the trip was an eye-opener. Samsung's going to do really well with the new glare-free OLED TV. Mm. Nobody's done this yet. They're all the OLED TVs. We love them. They look better than anything, but they're a little shiny. Samsung's figured something out, that they've got the first absolutely non-reflective panel with an OLED base. So they're, you know, it's $33.99 for a 65-inch TV. It'll probably come down over the season, but it was pretty killer. Audio got some love from the big guys. It's called Spatial 360 audio mapping. Sony, Den, and Marantz were all playing in that sandbox a little bit, and the bottom line is you could stream music that is now truly immersive. So music has advanced, as well as video is always getting pushed, you know, pushed forward. Good Vibes is blessed to be a member of ProSource, and it's a buying group that lets us get pricing, that lets us compete with guys like Costco and Amazon and sell the same products at the same prices that they do. But the local service is really a different thing. I had a windshield get cracked in my car.
Ooh.
They sent me to SafeLight, automatically my insurance company, nothing against SafeLight, but I asked for a local guy, and the SafeLight lady politely routed me to them.
I know American Eagle is a guy that I know. He's a good man. But yeah,
happened to be Mike's Auto Glass.
Okay.
I'll plug the guy.
Mike's
Auto Glass.
Mike's Auto Glass, I think, is the name of it. The guy's name is Randy, and Mike was a Mike's gone on. But anyway, local business just cares more. Yeah. They're more attention to detail. Uh-huh. You can't get that stuff on the internet or from a big box. If you get a phone call and somebody says, how do I get out of this menu and get something done I want?
Yep.
You can't get there from here.
No, you're right. That's why Good Vibe's been around over 50 years.
Absolutely.
Man. Steve Suderman's been there every darn day. I don't think he's had a day off, for Pete's sake.
Right.
And here's kind of a guy you might recognize and a group you will recognize back in the day.
And now in their last television appearance together, here's Diana and the Supremes singing their current number one record, Someday We'll Be Together.
Can't go wrong.
Oh, yeah. Ed Sullivan Show.
That's real music, Ken.
This is, I guess she was leaving to go on solo, I guess.
I see.
This time. She could sing it, couldn't she, Steve? Man.
Yep. Poor Mary, you know?
Mary Wilson, yeah.
You talked to her.
I talked to Mary Wilson. Very nice lady.
Uh-huh.
She passed away a few years ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
Diana's 80.
Yeah, this is the old Motown, my friend.
Yeah, good stuff.
It really was. How can people
And you could dance to it.
Exactly.
Definitely. Good beat. You could dance to it, Dick Clark. Hey, so how do people find Good Vibes?
Come see us at 2010 Round Barn Road. Or visit us on the web at gvibes.com. Call me up at 351-0909.
Local man, good man. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Stevie.
And, you know, Good Vibes worked with Luke Goody. Luke Goody, I'm hearing, you know, going to be back and all this other stuff. We're hearing all this stuff from the portal now.
I think Luke's back. I think in fact, Luke's coming to Philo next week.
Okay.
He wants to come in one more time before the season's
awesome.
Over. So he is relaxing this week, kind of taking a break for things.
Go Illini.
And, and we got this Jake Davis coming to Illinois to play basketball.
From Mercer.
He's got some killer hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the curl locks.
I saw that.
Yeah, it'll be some NIL hair thing going there, huh? Yeah.
Get some mousse or something, some long flowing locks.
I think there's a Duke player that made a deal with a nail place and he does his nails.
Oh, really?
Some sort of color. I don't know what it is. But anyway, so that's there are all kinds of NIL opportunities.
That's right. And speaking of basketball, Illini women in action in Indianapolis on ESPN2. Tip-off against Villanova at 6 tonight from Henkel Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
Go Illini.
All right, we'll be right back. News is coming up. We'll talk artificial intelligence for a minute. Got something on that. And then a March for Peace from Urbana Park District.
That's right.
Touch on that as well.
Starting tomorrow at 5:30.
Yep. Go Shauna Green. Go Illini women. We'll
Absolutely.
Be right back. ESPN 93.5.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up, and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.